Hello, listeners. Today is Wednesday, February 7th. Welcome to Behind the Numbers, Reimagining Retail, an e-marketer podcast. This is the show where we talk about how retail collides with every part of our lives. I'm your host, Sarah Lebo. Today's episode topic is shopping on your mobile. First, let's meet today's guests. Joining me for this episode, we have senior analyst Karina Perkins. Hey, Karina.
Hi, Sarah.
Also back with us for the first time in a while is principal analyst Yori Wormser. Welcome back, Yori.
Hey, Sarah. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you back. Okay, let's get started with free sample. Our Did You Know segment, where I share a fun fact, tidbit, or question. I've got a quiz for you, a question for you. Do either of you know, remember, in what year the first iPhone was introduced?
It was 2007, I think, right?
Or is
it
Karina, are you going to agree
with Yori? I was
going to
guess 2004, but that might be a bit early.
That is a bit early. Yori's right. It's 2007. How'd you know that one, Yori?
I cover mobile. I mean, it's
all right.
Fair enough.
Yori knows everything. For me.
Yori did his homework. Yeah, when Steve Jobs introduced the first iPhone, he said, "We are all born with the ultimate pointing devices, our fingers. An iPhone uses them to create the most revolutionary user interface since the mouse." So there you have it. We have a revolutionary user interface surrounded on our fingers. Did that make sense? I don't know. When Steve Jobs said it, it made more sense, which is why he introduced the iPhone and I did not. Okay, now it is time for our next segment. Retail Me This, Retail Me That, where we discuss an interesting retail topic. Today's topic is shopping on your mobile. Mobile commerce is increasing in share of total retail sales in both the US and the UK. In the US, m-commerce will make up about 7.5% of US retail sales this year. 7.5%. In the UK, that's about 10 percentage points higher at 17% of total UK retail sales. That's according to our forecast. In both places, mobile adoption is definitely growing, in double digits in the US, single digits in the UK. So to start off, what is driving that adoption?
So I think I'm just going to start by calling out that difference that we saw between the UK and the US very quickly, just because the UK is such a standout. So it's actually fourth globally in terms of m-commerce as a share of total retail sales. So it's behind China, where it's that number is 41.8%, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Slightly behind South Korea and Indonesia, where it's 18%. And then significantly ahead of the rest of Europe and the US, as you said, at around 17%. And there was a big surge in the UK and I think also in the US during the pandemic. Smartphone usage really went up at that point as well. And I think that was a bit of a driver, is just people using their smartphones more. But also the experience is getting much better. So there's been quite a lot of developments in mobile technology. The mobiles themselves are getting easier to use. There's faster processors. We've got things like 5G, better connectivity, and that's making the process kind of faster and more secure than ever. And then we've also got, on the retailer side, things like autofill for address forms and one-click payment. And it's really reducing some of the frictions that were there for mobile shopping versus shopping on a desktop.
Yeah, and I think that seamless payments is really big. When I did research on mobile commerce about 5 years ago, the conversion rates on desktop were about 3 times what they were for mobile. And that was in large part because it was really hard to put in your payment information, click. And, you know, as that those payments have gotten a lot more seamless, that's taken away the major roadblock, I think, for buying on your phone. So I think that's huge.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to say I've already made 2 mobile purchases today. When I woke up this morning, I had a notification that said that my prescription was ready to renew. I could just buy that with a tap on my phone. And then I bought something on Amazon, same deal. It was just a matter of making sure that the right credit card and address were selected.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing. We're using our mobiles for so much more than just phone calls. Now we're using them for social media. That's driving some impulse buying. You tend to browse on your mobile, and so that's also driving some sales. But like you said, we're using it for things like healthcare as well. And I think all of that has the potential to just increase mobile sales.
Okay, so obviously mobile commerce isn't new, even if this recent uptick is, but certain features of it definitely are. What are like the biggest factors that are changing right now, aside from mobile wallets, which we've already mentioned?
So on the social media side, we've got TikTok Shop that's arrived in the US now, and it's been in the UK for a while. That's driving massive traffic. I think I read one Adobe study that said referral traffic from TikTok content to UK retailer websites grew by 378% between January 2022 and May 2023. So that's huge.
And does that not include like the native purchases within TikTok where you're not even leaving?
No, that's referral content. So that's referring them to the retailer website.
Gotcha.
So I don't think that will even include the actual TikTok Shop purchases where you stay on the site. And then you've got shopping apps like Temu and Shein in the UK. I've got another UK data, I'm afraid. Total time spent on shopping apps was 500 million hours in 2023 versus 300 million hours in 2019. So the more shopping apps, these Chinese ones especially, they're kind of really cheap. People are spending a lot of time on them, and that's driving more spend on the mobile.
Are the Temu and Shein apps like fun to browse? Have you used them at all? They seem kind of overwhelming to me, but they're definitely driving shopping.
I find them a bit overwhelming personally because there's so much choice, but I think that's also exciting for kind of younger consumers.
For sure.
I think one other factor is just that marketplaces are getting, I mean, we've always had Amazon on our phones, but I think there are more marketplaces out there that are being used, including things like, you know, you mentioned the Chinese shopping apps, but, you know, Klarna has its own marketplace. Instacart has its own marketplace. You've got a lot of apps that have tacked on marketplaces that I think are driving some commerce as well.
Yeah. And then there's also like technical innovations, right? So like AR and virtual try-ons. Wayfair has some feature where you can make the couch appear in your living room, or maybe that's IKEA, or maybe that's both.
Some of the social media platforms have been experimenting with that as well. So Snap is quite big on AR. And I think all of those things that make shopping on your mobile, actually, it's reducing more of a friction than shopping on the desktop. You know, you can actually visualize it on yourself. You can visualize it in your room. That's, again, going to really drive e-commerce sales.
Yeah, agree.
Another thing is loyalty programs. So especially in the UK, we've seen retailers really hone in on their loyalty programs. And a lot of them have digitized their loyalty programs and they've launched them through apps. So again, you've got people sort of engaging, spending more time on the mobile. And that includes using their mobile in store.
That makes sense. I mean, it's in retailers' best interest to get you in their apps, right? Because then they get your data and that turns into dollars when it comes to selling ads for their retail or on their retail media network.
Yeah, for sure.
You mentioned in-store use of retailer apps. That's definitely real. I definitely do that. Last year at our summit, Target's retail media network, their Roundel retail media network president, Sarah Travis, said that 75% of Target guests browse on its app or website while shopping in store. And I'm pretty sure that number goes up to something like 93% when they talk about Gen Z shoppers in particular. So what is happening there? What's the role of the cell phone in stores?
I think a lot of it, there was an Airship and Sepia research study that said a similar number, around 77% of US consumers visit a retailer's website from their smartphone when shopping in store, and 75% use their app. I think a lot of that is trying to access loyalty programs, discount coupons, perhaps compare prices, read reviews. Obviously, you've also got mobile payment in store now, so you can pay with your digital wallet when you're in store. So I think just that mobiles are really the bridge between digital and in-store. And as retailers develop their apps and as more of the functionality is being developed, it's kind of driving sales on both sides.
An important point that this in-store use of mobile doesn't count towards e-commerce. And it indicates that the impact of mobile shopping is a lot bigger than just our e-commerce numbers.
Mm.
Yeah, especially when you talk about when you get into payments, because we don't include like point of sale payments via mobile in those m-commerce numbers, but they definitely involve using your cell phone and making a purchase. I mean, I'm an Apple Pay adopter. I was a holdout for a really long time until I started taking the subway more and more and that became available. So it's like driving those ease of use places and especially driving deals in particular is how you get the payments to actually take place within the app. Okay, that is all we have time for in the first half. So let's move on to our next segment, Red Hot Retail. This This is our guests' opportunity to give us their very specific and potentially risky predictions on a topic. The predictions can be mild, medium, spicy, or extra hot if they dare. The higher the spice level, the riskier the prediction. Karina and Yori will each give us two predictions for the future of mobile shopping. We've talked about where it's come from. Now let's talk about where it is going. Karina, why don't you go first with a spice level and a prediction?
Sure. I'm going to start with one that's probably low or medium spicy. Oof. And that is that social media is going to drive more e-commerce sales in the future. So we know that Gen Z are already using social media to discover new products, to research new products. And I think that's only going to increase. And as platforms become more sophisticated in how people can complete sales on platform and in their different advertising formats, I think we're really going to see that. So shoppable videos, one example, it's a really powerful way to drive mobile conversion. I've seen some studies that say it can boost conversion rates by as much as 30%. And TikTok is currently testing a new feature to make all videos shoppable. So it would automatically identify objects within a video and then encourage viewers to find similar items on TikTok Shop. So I think that's a really kind of obvious one for the near future.
Yeah, I think TikTok is sort of in this battle where they're seeing how much less fun, more annoying they can make the experience on their platform before it actually affects use. Making every video shoppable makes a lot of sense from TikTok's perspective. It might make a lot of sense from some brand's perspective, but not every brand's perspective. And some might actually need to get on TikTok to make sure that their products are the ones actually being shopped. But from a user perspective, it just exacerbates this feeling that everything on TikTok is now an ad, which was a problem for Instagram when that platform started feeling that way.
Yeah, and these social platforms are also innovators. They're some of the first major platforms to introduce things like AI and AR, augmented reality and things like that. So I think that just their role as innovators is important for driving commerce as well.
I think that leads us into our next prediction. So Karina, why don't you give us another spice level, another prediction?
Yeah, so that does nicely lead me into my next one, which is another medium spice, which is that AI and AR technology is going to drive more e-commerce sales in the future. So as we've already discussed a bit already, we've seen retailers and brands and social media platforms experimenting with augmented reality, virtual try-ons, or the ability to kind of put furniture in your living room. And I think that's really going to drive more conversions on mobiles as that technology becomes more sophisticated. And from an AI perspective, I think as they become more sophisticated in terms of personalized product recommendations and personalized loyalty offers, things like that, I think that's really going to boost impulse buying and e-commerce spend.
Yeah, and AI also has a couple other ways it might influence e-commerce. One is through just chat. You can sort of just very seamlessly, especially on your phone, just ask about a particular product and get answers rather than having to type in stuff. And that's one way. And the other way is just a more seamless shoppable media, just the way it can identify a product within other media, whether it's a video or if it's an image, and then make that clickable. I think that could contribute quite a bit as well.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes it blurry, like what is an ad and what isn't now. This is an area where I feel like Snap has a lot of cool innovations, but a lot of trouble actually like monetizing on them. Snap definitely has cool AI and cool AR, but it's not a place I think of as a shopping outlet. And that might just be my age, but I don't know. It's not where I go to shop.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, TikTok and Meta with Instagram and their chats, they're all introducing a lot of these features as well.
For sure. I mean, TikTok and Instagram and Facebook rank higher when it comes to shopping on social media. But like Yori said, they're starting to follow on now and introduce some of these functionalities themselves.
Okay, Yori, why don't you give us our next spice level, next prediction?
All right. So I think this one might be a little bit spicier than Karina's. Hers, I'm 100%. Sure, she's on target with them. This one is my first prediction is a little bit more out there. And that's just that I think e-commerce through cars is going to become a lot more important. The idea here is that the main way that people connect to the internet in their cars is still through a tethered app that is like CarPlay or Android Auto. And that's going to change a little bit as car systems get more sophisticated. But people have really shown an interest to connect to the internet through the cars. And as CarPlay in particular gets more integrated into the car, starts having media associated with it, I think you're going to see commerce options pop up. And that's going to increase as screen, independent media goes to different screens in the car and as autonomous driving becomes a little more common. So I expect mobile commerce through these apps like CarPlay and Android Auto to increase in the next few years.
This is where I'm less convinced, right? I agree that it'll increase because it's starting at such a low point. And maybe, probably, this is because I don't drive. But what are people buying in their cars? Like, what are the products that people are thinking about shopping for while driving?
Well, right now, almost nothing. I mean, there are a few where you can buy parking. But as these programs develop and as apps within them do develop as well, I think things like travel is going to increase, ordering ahead at quick service restaurants, things where mobility makes a difference. I think that there's going to be a lot of commerce generated that way. And then if you get autonomous driving or you get people in the back seat or passenger seat having their own screens, which you already do, and able to play games or shop, you could actually see the type of commerce you're seeing on smartphones right now. So there's a lot of potential there that I think is coming.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of parents are very excited about the potential for their kids making purchases from the backseat.
Right.
Okay, let's hear our final spice level, final prediction.
Yeah, so this one's really hot. So I expect that new devices that are mobile are going to become more important for commerce. Specifically, I think smart glasses. Meta put out their Ray-Ban Stories 2. That's a really early version of a pair of smart glasses out there where it connects to Meta AI. As these become more developed, as you start getting options on screens, as the cameras let you identify objects in the real world, it becomes a much more intuitive way for things like visual search and then buying straight from it. So I could see that really taking off, but there's some technological leaps that still need to happen for that to take place, but I think they're coming.
Yeah, I really agree. If the technology is there, then this one could be a definite driver in the future because we've seen already how social media is driving discovery of products. So if those glasses could bring that into the kind of real world, you see someone walking past, you think, oh, I like their jumper, bring it up and be able to buy it. I think that's got some real potential future application.
Scary. I think that if the technology is there, it also has to be accessible because like Apple just released its new Vision Pro headset, but it's like $4,000 right now or something. So, I mean, the technology is there. It might be cool. I do not know. I have not tried it, but it needs to be something that people can actually, first of all, purchase. And second of all, like carry around with them. Glasses, you'll probably carry around with you. I currently am on my own face. A giant headset, not as much. So it needs to be something that people are willing to adopt in their day to day.
Look at the bright side, though. If you can afford a Vision Pro, you can afford other stuff. So it might generate commerce that way. Who knows?
Yeah. Investing in commerce because only the wealthiest people are buying it. Fair enough. That's one strategy. Okay, that is all we have time for today. So thank you for being here, Yori.
Great to be here as always.
Thank you, Karina.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Please give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on Instagram at Insider Intelligence. Thank you to our listeners and to Victoria, who edits the podcast and mobilizes its production. We'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of Reimagining Retail and eMarketer podcast. And tomorrow, join Marcus for another episode of the Behind the Numbers Daily. Join Insider Intelligence at the 2024 Commerce Next Growth Show on June 11th through 13th in the heart of commerce, New York City. Speakers for this year's show include execs from J.Crew, Estee Lauder, and Tapestry. Connect with us at the show while learning from over 150 industry-leading speakers across more than 60 sessions covering omnichannel marketing, consumer acquisition, loyalty, and more. Scaled retailers and brands get free admission. Go to commercenext.com/conference and use code INSIDER to register for your complimentary ticket today. We hope to see you there. Check out the link in the show notes to learn more.